Thank you, Melissa, for that lovely introduction. And I guess my introduction to this presentation is, if you thought Laurie's presentation was depressing, just look at this one. I have nothing to discuss. Nothing at all? Why are you laughing? I have nothing to discuss. In background, as you know from all the other presenters, WHO and UNICEF launched the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative in 1991 to improve breastfeeding rates around the world. And I kept this presentation up to date as long as I could until I submitted it. But as of October 1, 2011, there were 116 baby-friendly hospitals in the United States. And if you go to the Baby Friendly USA, they have this lovely map on the website which shows you that they're very heavily concentrated in certain areas of the country, like California. And the Northeast isn't doing too bad, and there's a kind of big desert in the middle. So, there are 100 and a little bit more now. So, I have to say that the kind of, I was inspired to do this study by actually one presentation. I went to an SPR meeting where someone was pontificating about the large number of baby-friendly hospitals, and I, knew that this data was not correct. So after the presentation, I said to her, "Where did you get that data from?" And she said, "I asked the hospital." And I thought that's why the data, I said something, of course, but anyway, so that was one thing. So and also when we did some of these other studies that involved calling many, many hospitals around the country, people would kind of volunteer the information, "Oh, and we're baby friendly," and we knew they weren't baby friendly. So I said at some point, we should be asking these places if they're baby friendly. So we decided to do this study where we actually just called up the hospitals to ask if they're baby friendly. So as far as we know, there has no other study that's ever actually done that in terms of just asking people who work in the hospital if they're baby friendly. There are some studies and some surveys that have been asked. I've been consulted to look at surveys up front of the hospitals, and people have included in the survey, are you baby friendly? And so I know that some people have used that in a survey to try and get the information from the hospital, which is fair enough. I mean, you would think that the hospital would know. And also I think that pregnant women, as they begin to hear about this initiative and they want to give birth in a baby-friendly hospital, it's very logical to assume that if they ring the maternity service and ask them if they're baby-friendly, they may find that would be a good place to get their information from. So it's quite predictable that people would ask the hospital if they're baby-friendly. So we decided to find out whether staff in 20 different states in the United States 20 different states could actually correctly identify whether the hospital was baby friendly or not. So we used a convenience sample of 20 states, which was tied up with us calling all these other places, and I don't remember exactly how we selected these 20, but we got 20 states, and actually we've now done it for every single hospital in the country, and that's the data we're going to publish shortly. But in this particular survey we used 20 states, and the research assistants, my poor research assistants, made a load more phone calls. And they called all the hospitals in these 20 states between January and May 2010. And when they got hold of the hospital main switchboard, they asked to be transferred through to the maternity service. Once they reached a person who picked up the phone on the maternity service, they asked the person what their job title was, what's your position in the hospital, and then they simply asked them, is your hospital a baby-friendly hospital?
Did they identify?
Well, I haven't got the results yet. I asked them what their job was, and we asked them if they were baby friendly. If, when we asked them, you have to wait for the results, guys.
Why did you say baby friendly certified hospital? Because you had that in prior question, in your prior objective.
We asked them, are you a baby friendly hospital? That's what we asked them, okay? Wait, hold your horses, okay? If the respondent said, what's a baby-friendly hospital? Now, I don't know exactly what they said, but if in general they said, what's a baby-friendly hospital? For the bigger picture results, we considered that as incorrect, although we did look at it separately as well. And then we compared the survey answers to our questions with the data on the Baby-Friendly USA website, because they list all the baby-friendly hospitals. And we also did some calculations, rather did some nice assessment to determine whether the people who had more baby-friendly hospitals in their state were more likely to get the answer correct. And these were the stats that we used. So, We called 1,239 hospitals. Some of them would not answer the question. Either they hung up on us or they just wouldn't tell us anything about it. So we excluded those 34. But these were all hospitals with maternity units. They, we didn't exclude anyone at this point because they didn't have maternity. These are all maternity hospitals. These are the positions of the people that people gave us. Now, we did get a bit of missing data. Some people told us that they were baby-friendly and we didn't get the position, but that was because we were calling thousands of places, so we kind of let it go. But 48%, the vast majority of people who answered the phone were nurses. And obviously the reason we asked this question was that if everybody that picked up the phone was a secretary, those people could very likely be excused for not knowing a clinical designation. So there were some people that might answer the phone on a unit that you would say, well, this person really should know. And there are other people that would answer the phone. You say, well, you know, no wonder no one knew because they were only clerical workers and they weren't involved in the clinical stuff. But actually, most of the people were clinicians. And 48% of the respondents were nurses, probably just because of the relatively proportionally low number of lactation consultants per nurses. There were very few lactation consultants that picked the phone up. But you can see it's a fairly even spread. There were some secretaries, but it was mostly clinicians and the vast majority of the people that answered were nurses. So according to Baby Friendly USA's website, of these hospitals that we called, 3% were baby friendly. But according to the people that answered the phone, 57% of the people that answered the phone said yes, their hospital was a baby-friendly hospital, and 14% of the people that answered the phone didn't know what baby-friendly was. Of these hospitals that we did call, 40 of them were actually baby-friendly hospitals, and all the staff that picked up the phone at the baby-friendly hospital in this sample of the states actually got the answer right. So it, actually, when we did the whole country, it was a little off, but it was still almost everybody. So the 40 hospitals where they picked the phone up, and they were baby-friendly, they actually said, yes, we're a baby-friendly hospital. So of this 1,165 hospitals that were not baby-friendly, a total of 70% of the staff either said we're baby-friendly or they didn't know what baby-friendly was. We combined them for that answer. So they were much more likely to be right if they were in the baby-friendly hospital, which is a good thing. And the other thing that was nice, and we did more of a correlation when we talked to all the states, but it showed up even in these 20 states, was that in the states that had at least one baby-friendly hospital, the respondents were more likely to be accurate with their responses than in the states where they didn't have a baby-friendly hospital. And we did that on a curve. We did that on a line, a linear, right? When we did all the states, we actually looked at the proportion of, so the more baby-friendly, when we did the whole country, the more baby-friendly hospitals per state, the more likely the response was to be right. It was correlated. So what we found was that 68% of maternity staff in the US in the hospitals we called were not aware of the meaning of baby-friendly hospital or incorrectly believed their hospital to be baby-friendly. And I just would say as a sort of limitation that, you know, not everybody that said no or yes necessarily knew. Like, people may say baby-friendly just because they like the name. Is your hospital baby-friendly? Yeah, because we like babies. I mean, it could be semantics. It could be that, or some people, you know, we do a lot of teaching and there's a lot of resistance to baby-friendly. Quite a lot of nursing staff have directly told Laurie and I, like, we don't like the name baby-friendly because we're not baby-friendly hospital, but we are baby-friendly. And so it's very possible that some of the staff answered fully knowing what a baby-friendly hospital was, but they were kind of being obtuse or defiant and just saying, yes, we're baby-friendly. So we didn't ask them, well, why did you think you're baby-friendly? We just wanted yes or no, because we didn't want to get into long conversations with thousands of people. But it is possible that it wasn't complete lack of knowledge or complete error, but that some people actually knew but objected to the terminology or were trying to contradict it. So we also feel that it's really bad for pregnant women are going to ring up the unit and say baby friendly, and they're going to, most people are going to say yes, and most people are going to be wrong. So we would conclude that using staff response is not an accurate way to determine if a hospital is baby friendly, and that overall, sadly, 10 years on, the majority of US staff, maternity staff, grassroots people on the floor, do not seem to know if the hospital is baby friendly or not. Thank you. Oh, the baby-friendly USA is 100% accurate. So, thank you.